The term Eskimo is divisive across much of the Arctic, but it's still being used in Western Alaska. Some identify with it, while others want to see it changed. President Obama recently removed both Eskimo and Aleut from two pieces of federal legislation. But as KNOM's Emily Russell reports, it may take another generation for it to fade out of Alaska's Arctic.
It wasn't until I went to graduate school at Montreal, McGill University, for English as a second language that I actually got into trouble for using that word in one of my classes.
That's Yayuk Alvana Stimfel, and the word she got in trouble for using, Eskimo.
You know, we all identified with that word, Eskimo, as to who we are, but my generation, we grew up speaking our native language as well.
Alvana Stimfel is a retired teacher from Nome Public Schools, where she taught her native language, Inupiaq, along with English as a second language. She's now in her fifth year directing Kuerk's Eskimo Heritage Program.
It was a folklorist, an anthropologist, that thought of the title Eskimo Heritage Program because it is about our history.
In some cases, the word Eskimo doesn't bother Alvana Stimfel. She grew up around it, but she says others were more resistant to it.
Through education and through awareness, our younger generations try not to use that word Eskimo or to not identify with it because that was just a name that was given to categorize our people.
My name is Hattie Keller. My Eskimo name is Ivilik, and I am from Shishmaref.
Did you catch that? That's Hattie Keller. Keller describes Ivilik as her Eskimo name, but she's quick to clarify.
I see myself as an Inupiaq, and so when people do ask me what is my ethnicity, and instead of saying Eskimo, I do say Inupiaq.
Keller is 25 years old. Her family is from Shishmaref, but she was born and raised in Nome. She's working towards an associate's degree in tribal management and her bachelor's in Alaska Native Studies and Rural Development through UAF's Northwest Campus. Keller traveled to Fairbanks earlier this year for tribal management classes. She says even there, she had to clarify her ethnicity to other Alaska Natives.
I met with people and they were from a different culture. They were Athabascan, and I was the only quote-unquote Eskimo in the room. So when they started saying Eskimo, this was after the whole Alaska Airlines Meet My Eskimo came out. They asked me, what do you prefer to be called and what do your people prefer? And I told them it's a personal preference.
Keller is referring to the Alaska Airlines campaign unveiled earlier this year that used the line, Meet Our Eskimo. After public outcry, the company replaced it with Meet the Eskimo. Keller says she doesn't get offended when people use the term Eskimo unless it's meant to be derogatory. Keller is a member of Nome Eskimo Community, a federally recognized tribe from the Nome area. Along with Nome Eskimo Community and the Eskimo Heritage Program, Western Alaska is also home to the Eskimo Walrus Commission and the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission.
I think Eskimo covers it all with a broader range of representation for our subsistence way of life.
Arnold Brower is the executive director of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission. He considers himself Eskimo, and he says it's a useful term for the commission.
To be inclusive of Yupik whalers and Canadian whalers and Alaska whalers, that just came out naturally in this Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission.
But Yayuk Alvana Stimfel doesn't think it'll be around forever. She started brainstorming a few years back about how to remove the word from the Eskimo Heritage Program. It hasn't been changed yet, but she thinks her program and others like it will give in to generational shifts.
Whether it's economics or culturally or even language, yeah, I think it'll fade away.
With the term Eskimo and Aleut removed from two pieces of federal legislation, it's already fading from the Washington bureaucracy. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Russell.